Okay, good morning everybody. We are in Parashat Metzora, and we also a week before Pesach. So of course we're going to combine both things. What is the idea of Metzora? Metzora, the leprosy which we call, is...
This is Metzora, is that right?
This is Tazria, the next one is Metzora. Normally they are close to guys. Here, this is Metzora, it's okay. Here.
That's
really purple, not mine. No problem. Okay, so Metzora is leprosy, and normally it comes on Lashon Hara. And I think there is not a better day to talk about Lashon Hara than today, unfortunately.
Did you vote?
What? Yes, I voted already, yes. So, there is no better day than today to talk about Lashon Hara, because unfortunately we see that all around us, if we listen to the radio, if we watch television, if we see the signs in the streets, they're all Lashon Hara, which is not nice, but we have to fight it. We have to try and do, let's say, a little about it at least. But nevertheless, we cannot just stand aside and be a part of it and participate in all the Lashon Hara that's going around. We have to do at least the effort to change things. Okay, you say, who am I to change? Okay, nobody asks you to change the whole world. To change ourselves, to try and fight with the Lashon Hara that we talk and that we listen. At least a little. Because some people, they say, you know what, 1 hour a day, no Lashon Hara. No, it's at least a one step. And also, by the way, one hour is also not so easy. It depends who you're sitting with. And if you're alone, okay, it's no problem. But if you sit with people, 1 hour without talking Lashon Hara is also not easy.
It's okay.
So, we, Lashon Hara, how is it connected to Pesach? Lashon Hara with Pesach. Let's see. What is Pesach all about?
Cleaning up.
The name Pesach, Pesach. Mouth that talks. In Hebrew, pe, a mouth, sach, speaks. Sach, sicha, lesocheh, sach. So Pesach is a mouth that talks, because the main mitzvah of this night, of Leila Seder night, is v'igadeta lebincha b'yom ahu le'emor. We have to tell our children about the story of Pesach. Now, who is one of the main figures in the Agadah? Pharaoh, Paro. What is Paro? If you look at Paro, is Pei Resh Ein Hei. Pei, again a Pei. The Pei from the right side and the Hei from the left side is the Pei. And what is in the middle? Ra. In other words, you can use the mouth to talk badly, Pei Ra, but you can use the mouth to do good, to speak good. And the whole idea of Pesach is to change things around. No more Pera, no more Paro, Pesach, Pe, that talks about Divrei Torah, good things, the story of Am Yisrael getting out of Egypt. And when we're talking about speaking, this is really what makes human being and what is the difference between us and animals. Because the power of speech is what makes the difference. You would not find two cows discussing the hay that they ate yesterday, or the about it was tasty or it wasn't tasty. You would not find the bees trying to change the way that the beehive is built. Like instead of square, they will build it like a pyramid. You would not find this. But human being can talk and can change things.
Excuse me, animals can talk. Bees, for instance, do have a speech. They tell each other where to fly to get
their work. Yes, but the small difference is that they work on instincts.
Yes.
They don't work from their own free will.
True.
They have instinct that is inside them, and you know, in the Kabbalah, what is human being is will. What is a will? You have the power to change things with your will. En davar ha'omed bifnei ha'ratzon. There is nothing that stands against your will.
The Yetzer always has to be the desire, the human being always has to be the winner.
That's what we say. Paro is really Yetzer Hara. He tries to talk us out of talking good. He wants us to speak bad. So, the lesson is that tzarat that comes on pera, talking badly, we on Pesach change it and we talk nicely. By the way, that's also, somebody mentioned here chametz and matzah. This is also again the difference between chametz and matzah. Chametz is the whole year around that we do things, we talk things, and we are covered with a lot of daily things, and sometimes we don't talk so nicely. So in order to make a change, 1 week in a year, we separate ourselves from the chametz, and we go only with the matzah. And by the way, you know what is the difference between chametz and matzah? It's a very small difference. If you take, sorry, I haven't got here what to write on. Let's see if I. Okay, let's find here something. I'm sure that. Oh, here I've got it even written. You look at chametz and matzah. Look, you have mem and tzadik in both words. Mem tzadik. Mem tzadik. Now, matzah is with a hay.
And chametz is with a hay.
And chametz is with a chet. What is the difference? This small line. This small line is the difference between hay and chet. Hay is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem. And chet, is a sin. So in other words, you see that even with the letters that are chametz or matzah written, you see the difference. And you see how small the difference is. That's why matzah is 18 minutes. After 18 minutes, what happens?
It turns sour,
it becomes chametz. Yeah. A small difference. In other words, to be on the right side or on the wrong side, there is only a very small line that we unfortunately sometimes go over. And this is exactly what we have to be very careful about. Chametz and matzah. Now, people will say, okay, if chametz is so bad, so let's eat matzah the whole year. And by the way, one of the interesting things is, and we always talk about it, when you eat treif, when you eat chazir, pig, you're not allowed to eat it. What is your punishment? Malkot. The Beit Din is going to give you 39 lashes. That's the punishment. But when you eat chometz on Pesach, it's karet. This is the worst punishment. Now, this is funny. Because this chametz that we eat on Pesach, today, we do a mitzvah with it. It's kosher lemehadri. On Shabbos, we have two challahs. On every souda during the ring, we have bread. And this bread is sanctified by the kiddush, by the blessing. Suddenly this sanctified thing becomes bal yera'e u bal yematzeh. You're not allowed to see it. You're not allowed to enjoy it. You're not allowed to eat it. And the punishment? Karet. Why? But this is exactly the point. Sometimes in life, we have to separate ourselves from the normal life and become, let's say, go through a procedure that is going to clean us. For example, if somebody, chas v'sholom, needs nituach ma'akafim, how do you call it in English? Somebody's got a problem with his heart, he needs an operation, It cleans, to clean the whole system, and sometimes even need to go through a bypass or whatever, in order to make you function again. But sometimes, the solution is very simple. You eat bad things, and the doctor tells you, now I want you for a week to eat only this and this and that. Don't touch this and don't touch this. And what is the reason? People go to certain places here. I know in South, up south, they have a place, a very special place where you go, and for the whole week, they clean your whole system, your whole body, because with special food and special treatment. This is Pesach. Pesach is a special treatment to clean us and to make us new again, to start the new year when Am Yisrael was born, which is the Seder night, when we went out of Egypt, Am Yisrael was born. That's our birthday, Am Yisrael birthday. So we renew ourselves. How do you, so like a small baby. Small baby cannot eat everything. Small baby, first of all, he drinks only the milk from his mommy or materna, whatever. Then only later on he starts eating. And this is the same procedure we're going. So in other words, yes, we need the chametz, but not now. On Pesach, no chametz. And it's so important that it won't be no chametz, so because otherwise this whole operation is not going to work. If we're not going to clean ourselves thoroughly, it's not going to happen. So that's why in Pesach, bal yira'eh u'bal yematzeh. But the purpose is not the matzah. We have to understand it. The purpose is to take the purity of the matzah and put it into the chametz, into the bread through the year. And this is the idea of Pesach, that we are going to be together and eat only matzah in order that we'll have the power of the matzah that is going to purify us and give us new strength to start all over again. So in other words, yes, chametz, we eat and we do mitzvahs with it. No doubt about it. But on Pesach, we take it away. What do we do on the Seder night? We tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And as we said before, we tell the story. Don't complicate things. Don't start being wise people. As we said, that those five wise people that we start the Agada with Maaseh, Berabi Elazar, Maaseh Berabi Eliezer, Berabi Yoshua, Berabi Elazar ben Nazariah, Berabi Akiva, Berabi Tarfon, שהיו מסובים בבני ברק. היו מספרים ביציאת מצרים כל אותו הלילה. What did they do? They were telling, talked about Yetziat Mitzrayim. The paragraph before says, Avadim ha'inu lefaro Mitzrayim, and then, Ve'afilu kulanu chachamim. We all very clever. We all wise. Kulanu nevonim. Kulanu zkenim. We all old. We know everything. We went through a lot in life. Kulanu yodim ta Torah. We all know the Torah. Mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'yetziat Mitzrayim. There is a mitzvah on us to tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Not pilpulim, not learning deep things. Tell the simple story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Ve'kol amarbe lesaper b'yetziat Mitzrayim, arei ze meshubach. And then, in order to make it clear to us, we have the story with those five sages that are like Rabbi Akiva, the great of the greatest, and Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lazar, all those great people. What did they do at that night? They know Kabbalah?
No.
They know about high stuff? No. They tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. They say that this rabbi once came in the morning after the Seder night, and he was asking the kids, how was Seder night? What did you do? Says, we said Manishtana, we says this, and it says, and? Wow, what is all the Seder night about? They didn't know what to say. Because sometimes the kids, especially the small kids, after Manishtana, they're already half asleep. And sometimes people don't realize that you have to tell that ויגדת לבנך ביום ההוא לאמור. בעבור זה עשה השם לי פסח, מצה ומרור. The basic things of the Seder night. If they don't know what Pesach, Matzah and Maror is, you didn't do the mitzvah. They can say, man, ishtana, laila, they can sell it the whole night. Yeah. If you don't, this is a question. You need to answer it. If you don't answer this question, if you don't tell the kids or the grandchildren what Pesach is all about, what is Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Sipur of Yetziat Mitzrayim, you didn't do the mitzvah. So you can have matzah kosher lemehadrin, and all the house is clean of chometz, and you everything the best of the best. But if you don't say the simple thing, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the story, you didn't do anything. This is no Seder night. As you remember, I told you that when I got married, I was the first quite a few years we were going and do Seder night with my parents-in-law, and they had friends that did Aliyah with them from Manchester. My parents-in-law came from London. They came from Manchester. They went to the Ulpan in Netanya. They were become very good friends, and we used to do the Seder night together. And they had four kids, three boys and a girl. And I always remember the Seder night. Why? Because they were sitting the whole night and trying to compete with each other who is more clever than the other. And at that time I thought maybe this is Seder night. But then I understood we didn't do Seder night. This is not the idea. Starting to compete with each other who is more clever and bringing a midrash and another complicated thing. No. You should tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And if you don't do it, you didn't do the Seder night. And how do you do it? So this is why in the Seder night we have all those signs. All the time there are strange things happening. This is what is Manishtana about. And Manishtana, if you remember, we said, how many questions do we have in Manishtana?
Four.
Only one. Everybody thinks there are four questions. There are not four questions. Listen. Why? Because we sing Manishtana alayla ze mikol alelot shebechol alelot anuch limchametz umatza alayla ze kulo umatza, and then the tune comes again. Shebechol alelot, it's like Manishtana shebechol alelot anuch lim. This is not a question. This is not another Manishtana. The only question here is what has been changed in this night from all other nights, and then there are four answers. But everybody mistakes. Everybody thinks there are four questions. But they are not. And this just shows you that the basic, we don't even look into it.
But that's what we've been taught from childhood.
That's why we're here and we try to make things right. Because I also have thought for many, many years, because we just read, and that's the problem. And the one who, let's say, did this tune, he had maybe to change it a little and make the question in a different tune from all the other parts. But what he did, he did four parts that each one of them looks like a question and an answer. A question and an answer. But the question is only in the beginning. So let's see what's written here. This night is all matzah. And all nights we eat also other things. Halayla azeh, well, shebechol, every night we eat all the vegetables. Today we eat halayla azeh maro. That in all nights we don't dip only once, but this night twice. And in all nights we eat sitting or half lying with mesubin. This night we all mesubin. So, how many questions here? One. And four answers. But you have now to explain the answers. Why is the difference between this night and all other nights? The why, this is, let's say, in a certain way, a long question. Think about it. Because what we're really saying is that this night is changed because we do this and we do this and we do this. But the main question is still there. Why?
Why
do we do this? That's why we're mistaken and think there are four questions. So why do we do this? To tell Yetziat Mitzrayim. We do all those changes in order for the kids, or even for us, to ask questions. Why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why? Because the best way to pass a message forward to other people is through questions and answers. Because if you're only listening, you're not all with it.
Not understanding.
If people are not involved in asking questions, because if you want to know something, when you ask a question and you got an answer, you will remember it. But if just somebody is telling you, giving you, let's say, a piece of knowledge, not always you will remember it. And there are two ways to pass a message. As we said also last week, through the story. So the Rebbe Nachman Breslev, he was a very deep guy. He knew a lot of spiritual things, very high level. And he tried to bring to the people the Torah he knew. The problem is nobody understood him. He couldn't pass away his Torah. So then he decided to write a book which is called Sefer Ma'asiyot. A storybook, a tales book. Why? Because he realized that the only way to bring a message alive and to bring it to the others is through a story. And if you think about it, if you want to tell somebody something, what is the best way to tell it? Through a story. If you give facts, dry facts, it goes here and comes out. In other words, you have to be clever enough to tell the story. And by the way, not tell the story in a clever way, in a simple way. This is the clever way of telling a story in a simple way. Because you know, sometimes you have this guy, he speaks, wow, he knows a lot. But he speaks so highly that nobody understands what he wants. So what did he do? With all his knowledge, nobody understood anything. From the other hand, you have somebody who doesn't know so much, but he knows how to speak. So he talks to you and he tells you the story, and then, wow, I got it. It's like sometimes you see, it happens in school a lot of times. You see this, your kid was very successful in a certain year. And then the next year, like for example in history or in mathematics, whatever. And suddenly, from getting all those good grades, he gets all those low grades. And you don't understand what happened. And you know what happened?
The teacher.
The teacher, the year before, he was a good teacher. He knew how to talk to the pupils. This teacher this year, he doesn't know how to speak. He knows, maybe even more from the other one. But he doesn't communicate. So when we sit on a Seder night, we have to understand what is the idea of Ba'arba'a Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah is talking about four sons. What are those four sons? Chacham, Rasha, Tam, Veshenu Yodei Lishol. Now, who are all those four sons? When we sit on the Seder night, we have to know who we're sitting with. Because sometimes you have people that don't know a lot about tradition or don't know about a religion. Some don't understand the language. Some are very clever. Some are not so clever. Some are kids, some are adults. Some are professors, and some are hard workers. So when you, for example, organize a Seder night, you have to know who you're talking to. Because you have to talk with them with their own language. Because otherwise, again, you didn't do it. So what is the best way to approach everybody? A simple story. You connect everybody. That's why kol amarbe lesaper b'tziat Mitzrayim harei ze meshubach. Did we talk last week about the four sons, or we said we're going to talk about it this week? So let's talk a little about the four sons. Haven't got a lot of time, but I'll try in a few minutes to talk a little on it. Chacham. What is the Chacham saying? Ma edot v'achukim, what does the son, the wise son say? What are all those testimonies, chukim, and all those mitzvahs that God, our God, commanded you? What is the answer? Afatayim, or you tell him, En maftirim achar haPesach afikoman. Tell him the laws of Pesach, offering, and Afikoman may not be served as a last course after the Pesach lamb. I want to ask you, is this a clever question?
Yeah.
What are the laws? Everybody can ask a question like this. And what is the answer? You tell him, En maftirim achar ha-Pesach afikoman. What is the clever answer here to the clever son? But this means we didn't understand what we were talking about. Says this clever son a very interesting thing. He says, Chacham ha-Omer. He says, you know, I am a kid. Maybe I don't know the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim good enough. But you, the whole year around, you talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim. No, every day we remember Yetziat Mitzrayim. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Every day. A few times a day. So why do you need to sit here on Seder night and again tell the whole story about Yetziat Mitzrayim? In other words, it's a very clever answer. Why do we need this special night? Why do we need it? We talk so much on Yetziat Mitzrayim through the whole year around. So why do we need a special night to sit and talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim? This is a very good question. And what is the answer? Sounds very stupid. En maftirim achar ha-Pesach afikoman. You don't eat after the Pesach, the Korban Pesach afikoman. What is afikoman, you know?
You don't eat anything after the afikoman.
Yes. But what is afikoman?
It's the dessert.
Dessert, afikoman is the Aramaic word for dessert. In other words, what is the Agada telling us? Lo maftirim achar ha-Pesach afikoman. You don't eat dessert after the afikoman. Why?
Because the afikoman must finish.
Yeah, but what is here, what is the clever answer? What is exactly the answer here to the clever guy who asked, why do we sit this night and talk and talk and talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim? And the answer is, because we don't eat after the afikoman anything. In other words, what is the afikoman really? What is the afikoman? What is it as resembling to what? What is it instead of what? Of the Korban Pesach. Because we don't have the Korban Pesach today, so the afikoman is zecher le Korban Pesach. Yes. So why do we call it dessert? Because at that night, there is no dessert. The dessert is the afikoman, is the Korban Pesach. Why? Why am I not allowed, after I eat this afikoman, to have a nice dessert? You know, after I fold myself with all this matzah, I want something sweet to eat. I want dessert.
When you have it before the afikoman.
You only had the offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever they... was allowed to eat, and you didn't eat a whole meal, just ate what was, you know,
I don't know why. It was no problem if they wanted to eat other things with the Korban Pesach. Nothing said that they're not allowed to. They can drink wine, they can eat fruits, vegetables, no problem. But what they're not allowed to do after they finish eating the Korban Pesach, they cannot eat anything afterwards.
Yeah, that's
what I meant. Why? What did we say that was the clever guy question?
Let me see if you cut him.
Why do you sit this night and talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim after the whole year you talked about it? So the answer is, this night is a special night. Why? Because during the year, we maybe mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. Every day, as we told you, I told you the story with this guy with the throat. He's got a sore throat, so he went to the doctor and the doctor gave him those pills. And he tell him 3 times a day you take it, and then in 3 days you will, no problem. And he comes after 3 days, what the hell, you cannot talk. He says, what did you do? He said, I swallowed them and nothing else. He said, you swallowed them? You don't swallow those pills. You suck on them. So what do we do with Yetziat Mitzrayim the whole year? We swallow it. Yetziat Mitzrayim, whoop! Yetziat Mitzrayim, whoop! Who remembers, who knows what we talked about? How do we daven? We don't know even what we say. So this night, we sit and suck and understand, limtzotz, what is Yetziat Mitzrayim? to understand that God took us out of Egypt, because the whole idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim is the miracles that show that God is the one and the only one. There is nobody else, and He is everywhere, and He looks after each one of us individually. That's the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's the idea of the story. But because through the year we go through those procedures, we have today elections. Are they going to decide what's going to happen? No. The only one who decides what's going to happen is God. This is the night to understand it. This is why, because through the year, yes, we mention it, we did it for years, but we need this special power of the Seder night. And this why. After we eat the Korban Pesach, after we eat the Afikoman, that is the whole idea of the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, you don't eat anything because you need to stay with the taste of Korban Pesach. You need to stay with the taste of the Emunah in God. This taste you have to go in the year. You don't eat any other things in order to forget the taste. You need to go with this taste to sleep, because this is the whole idea of Seder night. So we talked only about the Chacham. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk also the other sons. Shkoyach.
Thank you.